Perhaps it is the mix of harsh reality with the tantalizing world of fantasy that makes Japanese manga and anime so appealing. Many popular series, such as Doraemon, Ranma ½, and Kimaguri, Orange Road, follow the lives of seemingly ordinary people. They go to school, do homework, get reprimanded by parents. People who have a shadow life that makes them somehow special, whether by psionic talent or friends who are rather different, robots from the future or aliens from other worlds. I suppose all this serves to allow the reader to sympathize with the characters and yet escape from bland, normal daily life to a fantasy world that is far different. Even in worlds that exist in the far future or long ago, the reader is drawn into a three-dimensional character, one who is far from perfect, one who has stupid little habits or major character flaws, and one who has hopes and dreams that the reader can sympathize with. Unlike some American superheroes, who often seem to go around defeating evil, as wonderfully spoofed in the American comic The Tick, Japanese characters usually have other goals in life that play large themes within their lives. I heard recently the characterization that manga and anime are character-oriented. The more I think about it, the more I think this is the right description. Characters aren't forced into plots, like a foot into a too-tight shoe. Instead, stories grow out of the characters. The heart of manga and anime is in the hearts of the characters. That brings us to three other aspects of manga and anime that I really like: the reality of the world, the spirituality, and the fact that things end.